Nick Xenophon was a force to be reckoned with when it came to Senate crossbench negotiations. He decided to form the NXT party, which garnered two Senate seats and the lower house seat of Mayo, with Rebecca Sharkey cementing her support in two elections. He then decided to move to South Australian state politics in a politically disastrous move, which saw him out of politics completely. His party became Centre Alliance, and Senator Rex Patrick took Nick Xenophon's Senate seat. Now, Senator Patrick has decided to leave Centre Alliance to go it alone. I spoke to him a little earlier and asked him what had prompted him to leave Centre Alliance.
Well, I've made this move after very careful consideration. South Australia has had independent representation in the Senate since 1981, and we are at risk of losing that. Centre Alliance, in the last election, polled at 2.6%. It was a 19% swing against the period in which Nick Xenophon was leading the party. We've got Rebecca Sharkey. She does a fantastic job in Mayo, and but she trades on Rebecca Sharkey, not so much Centre Alliance. Senator Stirling Griffith, he does work mostly behind the scenes. I've been pushing Centre Alliance very hard over the last 24 months, and the difficulty is that still people struggle outside CA supporters and political junkies to recognise the word Centre Alliance. So I've made a conscious change that will ensure that we get an independent into the next federal parliament in the Senate.
And so how are you going to do that without the party support? I mean, there's already an infrastructure there with the party, isn't there?
There is an infrastructure. However, as an independent, and I may end up creating a party structure, but as an independent, there are a lot less requirements, but they're not burdensome if you do want to form a party. So, look, the support that I've had from Centre Alliance has been good, but it's not essential for me to continue doing the very hard work that I've been doing for South Australia. I don't have to spend a lot of time on that.
So where are you going to be sitting politically then? You'll certainly be an independent. I don't mean physically where you'd be sitting in the Senate, but are you going to be sort of in the space of keeping the bastards honest in the traditional sense? Or?
Well, I think people have already sort of established me as a openness and transparency Jedi. I think I've done something like 180 Freedom of Information requests. Some have gone all the way through to Information Commissioner, some to the AAT. But, look, I'm going to stay philosophically very much where Centre Alliance was. I don't have any big philosophical differences with my former colleagues. This really is about making sure that we have a recognisable brand for South Australians, such that they get an independent in the Senate. I'd like to think that it's not about left or right; it's about right or wrong.
And where is South Australia missing out at the moment?
Well, South Australia unfortunately only has 10 representatives in the lower house. And that's because the lower house works on population. Sydney has about 40 members for its metropolitan area. Brisbane, probably 30. Melbourne, probably a similar sort of number. So when South Australian lower house MPs go into a caucus room or into a party room, they have very little voice. Now, the Senate's slightly different in that each state has 12 senators. And so in that sense, it doesn't matter whether you're from New South Wales or from Western Australia or from Tasmania or South Australia, there are 12 people purportedly representing the state in the Senate. We're fortunate that we've got a balance of power situation. That means that there are times in which we use what I might call public interest extortion to make sure we level that playing field in the Senate, to make sure we get things for South Australia that we simply don't get because of our low representation in party rooms in Canberra.
And how are you going to be with the relationships you've had with Rebecca Sharkey and Senator Griffiths?
look, I'm going to continue to have a relationship with them. You know, Rebecca, as I indicated, she is a fantastic local member. She works so hard for the electorate of Mayo. I don't think there is a harder working MP in Australia. You know, and the fact that I'm singing her praise as someone who's just left the formalities of their party tells you there's not much animosity. There's no huge disagreement between us. It's about making sure that we have a representative in the Senate after the next election. So it's not that there's anything that Stirling and Rebecca has done that has caused me to say, well, I don't want to be part of this team. It's just the reality of the lack of the brand awareness for Centre Alliance. I will be working with Rebecca. I will be working with Stirling whenever there is alignment in South Australia's interest. And they are South Australians, so that's going to happen quite a lot.
Former Centre Alliance Senator Rex Patrick speaking with me there. I'm Roderick Chambers and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network.